Ladies and gentlemen, please can you take your seats, please? Thank you.
Thanks very much, everybody. Please be seated. Lord Lieutenant, Honorary Freeman, Honorary Aldermen, past mayors, councillors, and honoured guests, good evening and welcome to Charnwood Borough Council's annual council meeting. I would briefly like to run through some housekeeping arrangements. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and the sound recording will be made available on the council's website. Under the openness of local government bodies regulations, people may film, record, tweet or blog this meeting, and this is outside the council's control. I'd also like to remind councillors and the other people attending the meeting that the fire exits are to the rear and the side of the room. There are no fire alarm tests planned for this evening. Could I also ask that everyone, including me, switches mobiles to silent, please, so the meeting isn't disturbed. I'd also like to remind councillors that when they speak, they are required to stand, if they're able to do so, to address the meeting. And this is a requirement of our constitution. I'd now like to ask my chaplain, Wendy Dalrymple to say prayers.
Lord Lieutenant, members of the public gallery, Mayor, and ward councillors. On this auspicious occasion, at the ending of one mayoral year and the beginning of a new one, I'd like to invite each one of you here this evening to call to mind the places where you live, your home, the street, the sights, the sounds, the smells of the towns and villages that make up this borough. Your neighbours, the people you know by name, perhaps the ones you know only by sight, the refuse collectors who go past unseen unless they don't turn up and then we notice their work, the ubiquitous delivery drivers bringing everything from a late night subway to the latest thing we've ordered overnight from Amazon, the sound perhaps of children going to and from a local primary school, or perhaps here in Loughborough, the sound of university students celebrating their hard work. The athletic runner intent on getting their personal best and the determined couch to 5K-er at the beginning of that journey. The dog walkers, the scooter drivers, and those who are glued to their phones. Twin set and pearls, tattoos and dreads, a strong Leicestershire accent heard in English, Gujarati, Hindi and Farsi. These are the sights, the sounds of our borough. Away from the ceremony of this evening, the work of this chamber, the work of our elected councillors is about people. Those of you who serve as ward councillors know this all too well. You know your wards. You know what is good in those places, the people who are good neighbours, the people who bring joy and laughter and creativity. You know too the challenges. You know too where public policy lands. So this evening, I invite you, each in your own way of whatever faith, tradition, or belief, to hold in your mind your wards. I'm going to name them aloud. I shall amalgamate some of them for brevity, not an electoral attempt to redraw boundaries. But as I name them, would you give thanks for all that is good in those wards and hold in your minds all who you know are facing challenges, all those in need? And I will close with a very short prayer from within my own faith as we offer to God the work of this council and the work of the mayor of this borough. So we think of Anstey, of Barrow and Sileby, of Birstall, of East Goscote and Forest Bradgate, of Ashby, Dishley and Hathen, of Garendon, Hastings and Leamington, of Nampanton, Outwards and Shelthorpe, of Southfields, Storer and Mount Sorrel, of Quenenborough, Quorn and Mount Sorrel, of Rothley and Thurcaston, Shepshed and Sileby, of Syston, the Wolds, Thurmaston and the Reek villages. Loving God, we thank you for the people of these wards. We give thanks for all that is good and we hold before you all those in need. Mindful of the charities of the outgoing mayor, we pray tonight for all those who are living with terminal cancer, for all those who care for them. We pray too for homes in our wards where there is abuse, asking that it may be brought to light and people may be helped. And as we welcome tonight a new mayor, we call to mind her chosen charity and pray for all children and young people living with terminal illness, for the work of Rainbows, and for all who care for loved ones. Merciful God, commend all our prayers and the people that we hold before you into your loving care. Amen.
The first item on the agenda is apologies for absence. Apologies have been received from councillors Keith Harris, Christine Harris, Julie Bradshaw, Baldwin, Lowe and Savage, and Honorary Aldermen Tony Stott, Joe Tormey and John Bush. Are there any other apologies? No? Okay. In that case then, we'll move on to item two, appointment of mayor. I call on Councillor Morgan to move the appointment of a mayor of the Borough of Charnwood for 2022-2023. Councillor Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Lord Lieutenant, Mr. Mayor, Honorary Freeman, Honorary Aldermen, past mayors, councillors and honoured guests, I move that Councillor Jennifer Tillotson be elected mayor of the Borough of Charnwood for the 2022-23 council year and until her successor becomes entitled to act as mayor. So, I've always thought being mayor is the greatest privilege, but also undoubtedly the hardest job that any councillor can undertake. For a year, the mayor hands over their diary to Carol and they become the servant of the borough and its residents. Nobody puts themselves forward without knowing that their next 12 months will be all-encompassing, but also highly enjoyable and educational. Every mayor looks back on their year in office with pride and fondness, and I know that Jenny will do so as well this time next year. So you have to be a special sort of person to be mayor, and having read all too brief summary of Jenny's life story, it's clear that she has all the qualities that will make a great mayor. You get to wear a fabulous set of robes and a lovely gold chain. Well, Jenny has a degree in performing arts, and along with John, her husband, founded Stage Left Theatre Workshop. She'll certainly know how to wear the costume and act the part. So that's a good one. You get to know your borough really, really well. Well, Jenny has lived in Loughborough for almost 50 years, so already knows it very well. But I suspect that she's about to discover Charnwood all over again. Everywhere she goes, someone will give her a copy of the very local history to the very particular place that she goes. So there'll be plenty of reading on her journeys around the borough. And thanks to her love of books from working in a bookshop when she was very young, I know that she'll enjoy all of that reading. And you also become the borough's civic leader. In this Jubilee year, the role of mayor will be very important and the whole borough will look to it. Jenny worked for 20 years in local government prior to her retirement, and I know that she is passionate about the role of the mayoralty and the council, especially to its residents. You also get to chair rowdy council meetings, maybe not this evening's, that's not particularly rowdy, but sometimes they can be. And as any parent will tell you, dealing with young children gives you plenty of relevant experience for dealing with counsellors. So having brought up two of your own, Lisa and Dylan, and now grandmother to Thea, Georgia and Logan, I suspect that dealing with all of us will be a walk in the park. In addition, you need stamina to get through the year. Jenny is likely to have a couple of hundred events in her diary over the next year with many other meetings in addition. So being able to pace yourself is critical. What I didn't know about Jenny until recently was that she's a mad keen cyclist, admittedly I think these days with a bit of assistance, but not just in Loughborough. She's also completed many long distance rides, both around France and this country from the Atlantic to the Med, and from the east to the west coast in this country. Stamina should be perhaps your middle name, although I suspect her mother Elsie might have been a bit surprised if her father Arthur had turned back from the registrar to discover that actually it was Stamina rather than Anne that was chosen as her middle name. But finally, you get to go to a Buckingham Palace garden party. It's a lovely treat, drinking tea or iced coffee, eating ridiculously small sandwiches and small cakes, and craning your neck looking for a familiar face in the royal enclosure. However, I suspect that Jenny will enjoy it for another reason. As a talented garden designer, no doubt she'll be prowling the gardens looking at the rose bushes, not the refreshment tent. So Jenny, Councillor Tillotson, you clearly have all of the skills and interests needed to be a great mayor. So on behalf of all the councillors here today, I thank you for taking up the challenge and I wish you the very, very best on your year ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Morgan. I call on Councillor Meir to second the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Lord Lieutenant, Mr. Mayor, Honorary Freeman, Honorary Alderman, past mayors, councillors, chief executive, and honoured guests, I second the motion that Councillor Jennifer Tillotson be elected Mayor of the Borough of Charnwood for the 2022-23 council year and until her successor becomes entitled to act as mayor. Being the seconder, most of the marvellous things about Jenny have already been said. I just wanted to add to them and let you know about some of the wonderful things that I know she's taken part in. But firstly, I want to share with you something we don't often share. Our lovely officers in the Democratic Services Department send us these briefing sheets so that we can prepare our speeches. So I thought I'd grab a cup of coffee, take a seat, and read through these two sheets that are interesting. So I said there must be something interesting that I can use. It's two pages of A4, so I started reading. So the first bit was all about family and marriage, and I thought, fantastic, you know, everybody loves family, everybody loves marriage, I can use that, definitely use that in my introduction. And it goes on to say about how you were you know, named Jennifer Anne Tillotson, and I think it was chosen by the registrar, which Councillor Morgan alluded to. And then it goes on to about education. I thought, great, education, early years education, up for it for a Labour councillor, that's fine. Until I read the bit and I had to spit out my coffee, where it says she was in a class of 50. And I couldn't believe a class of 50. I went to Cobden Primary School and we started registration at 9 o'clock. At the end of registration, it was lunchtime. So I think you were lucky having a class of 50. No, not really. No, that's fine. So I couldn't imagine how that was ever workable. So I thought education great, family great. Then the next bit was religion. And it says here, Jennifer was brought up a Methodist. And I thought, I don't know what a Methodist is. So never fear. I went, Alexa, what is a Methodist? And then Alexa told me what a Methodist was. And it was great. And I thought, yes, Wendy's going to be in the audience. So I'll talk a bit about the religion as well. Fantastic. Everything's there. So we've got marriage. We've got education. We've got religion. And then it tells a bit about Jenny working in a bookshop. But before she worked in a bookshop, she worked with her dad in a family business. And I thought, yes, brilliant. Daddy's girl. I've got a daughter that's 18 years old. I know exactly how that feels, you know, proud to be a father. And then I got to the second page. And then I had to drop the page. And I really, why? Because three words, Rawlins Community College. And anybody who knows me knows that I went to Burley Community College. And Rawlins Community College were our arch enemies. To be fair, it was probably Delisle who were next door, but we kept beating them up every week. But it was Rawlins. And, you know, I'm scarred from the 5-0 and the 10-0 thrashings at the football pitches that they used to give us. But I thought, no, pick up the piece of paper. I won't let that deter me. Let me carry on. You know, if Rawlins it is, Rawlins it is. But I'm going to have a quick word with Sandy. You know, next time we come up for selection for Stora, we might, you know, look at that. But then my heart sank because the next paragraph was about when she had her first child. And it was so, so sad to say that you lost your first child. And, you know, at that time I started crying and my wife came over and she goes, "Why are you crying for? You're supposed to be writing a speech." And I thought, well, this is in there and it's so sad. And, you know, how could I go up there knowing that? But, you know, all the next bits, and I'm going to tell you some about the next bit of how Jenny, she moved to Loughborough, followed her husband, moved to Loughborough. You know, yeah, he worked at Rawlings, but let's pass that. Moved to Loughborough and started her career, her life, really. 50-odd years ago, 1976, I believe. Even longer than me in Loughborough. Wow, you know, that tells something. And it's incredible, the journey of being a housewife to then becoming an assistant director in Leicester City Council and then retiring to look after her mum. And then, you know, thinking, actually, I need to do a bit more and get involved in the community and becoming a councillor. Well, that's, you know, that's life in Charnwood, isn't it? Once you're in here, it keeps hold of you and doesn't want to let go, and you really want to give back. And Jenny, that's what you want to do. You want to give back. And this is what being mayor is all about. It's not about being a councillor and then being the head of the council. It's about being a councillor and then being the head of our area and giving back to our community here in Charnwood. You're going to make an excellent mayor. I know you are, because I know you personally. You're going to make an excellent mayor. You're going to do us proud. We've just come out of COVID, so the events of the next 2 weeks are going to be astronomically important with the Golden Jubilee or the Platinum Jubilee coming through. So enjoy yourselves, enjoy it, and we'll be there right behind you, and we'll be inviting you to lots of events in all of our areas. And have a fantastic year. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Councillor Mayor. I now put this motion to the meeting. Could I see all those in favour, please? I think that's pretty clear. That looks unanimous to me. That's clearly carried. Congratulations, Councillor Jennifer Tillotson. I invite you to formally accept your election and sign your declaration of acceptance of office.
Thank you very much. I feel really privileged to be Charnwood's mayor, especially in this Platinum Jubilee year, and in what hopefully will be a more normal year than we have experienced recently. I'm also privileged that in this year we're able to have a reception which before me Councillor Snart and Councillor Baines weren't able to have. And I do hope that you will join me in the sock gallery later, where I've got a slightly longer speech for you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, there will now be a short adjournment.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you can take your seats, please. Thank you.
Please be seated. We now move to item three, a vote of thanks for the retiring mayor. I call upon Councillor Hamilton.
Madam Mayor, I move that this council tenders to Councillor Baines its thanks for the service he has provided as mayor of the Borough of Charnwood and for the way in which he has presided over the council's business during the past council year. The council records its gratitude for the manner in which he has maintained the position of the mayoralty and the work he has done in the community. The council also extends its thanks to Dr. Ning Baines for her service as mayoress and for the help and support she has provided to the mayor and for the considerate and committed way in which she has undertaken her role. The council assures both Councillor Baines and Dr. Ning Baines that they have the best wishes of all its members for their future health and well-being. Well, I think that Councillor Baines' year as mayor is best described as a year of transition as we emerge from COVID lockdown. Councillor Baines began the year as a semi-virtual presence, but as the country opened up, he was able to return to the more usual in-person duties in this new normal. During his term in office, and a man not knowing for doing things by half, Councillor Baines not only caught COVID, he actually managed to catch it twice, but thankfully managed to recover and soldier on. As mayor, he attended many events and many, many dinners. I believe that it is one of his proudest achievements that during the past year, he managed not to gain any weight, but at the cost of having to spend a lot of extra time at the gym. He was, of course, fortunate enough to be mayor during the 800th anniversary of Loughborough Market and Fair. But with such good fortune come certain expectations. such as having the opportunity to enjoy the rides of Loughborough Fair. Now, Councillor Baines is, by his own admission, a man of the fuller figure. As such, he found himself being rammed into a seat on one of the rides, preceded by the showman pushing down the restraining harness so tightly that any consideration that the mayor may wish to breathe seemed to have been forgotten. Councillor Baines was then shot about 100 feet into the air, thus achieving a literal highest of highlights of his mayoralty. More solemn occasions included participation in the commemoration of the sacrifices of conflicts past, such as Remembrance Day and Holocaust Memorial Day, and, unfortunately, of conflicts present, such as attending a couple of benefit events for Ukraine. There were, of course, more joyous duties, like the pie and mash dinner for men and women in sheds, the opening of the new golf club, and having the pleasure of being at the opening of other businesses, which showed people still had the confidence to invest in the future of Charnwood, even during such challenging times. Part of the great honour of being mayor is that you get to meet so many interesting residents of Charnwood. One particularly impressive young man that Councillor Baines told me about was a young lad from Cossington. He's wheelchair bound and has very limited mobility, yet he was determined to do his bit for the community and be an active member of his local neighbourhood watch. His carer came up with a solution that they could do it together. So Councillor Baines told me that the young lad is now known as the Sheriff of Cossington. As mayor, Councillor Baines also attended a number of graduation ceremonies at Loughborough University and College. In fact, I believe he attended more graduation ceremonies in a week than he would normally do in 8 years in his normal academic life. It was a source of pride for a retiring mayor that for his chosen charities, he managed to raise about £3,000 for Marie Curie and about £2,500 for Living Without Abuse. It was also his privilege to attend a Royal Garden party in this Platinum Jubilee year, which I believe was a thoroughly enjoyable but very rainy occasion. He did tell me that it was very wet, but then added that the sandwiches were really nice. Despite the challenges faced by the country's slow emergence from COVID restrictions, and his having to isolate twice because of COVID, Councillor Baines managed to successfully fulfil his duties as mayor of this borough. As such, I refer to my original movement to this council that we tender our thanks to Councillor Baines for the service he has provided as mayor to this borough, and of course, extend our thanks to Dr. Ning Baines for her service as mayoress.
I call upon Councillor Taylor to second the motion.
Madam Mayor, I second the motion and many congratulations to you, Madam Mayor. I'm delighted to second this motion. What a year it has been. Before I began writing this thank you to the Mayor, I reread my speech from a year ago, when I was asked to second the motion that Councillor Paul Baines be elected Mayor of Charnwood for the 2021-22 council year. I did offer one word of warning in that speech, and I quote, "Hold on to your hats, this will be a year full of surprises and laughter as we venture into the unknown." And I must say that the Mayor hasn't disappointed me. The Mayor has thrown himself into everything and more, and I've been very lucky to accompany the Mayor on a few of his events when the mayoress has been unavailable, and I'm very grateful for that opportunity, so thank you, Mr. Mayor. These opportunities have enabled me to witness the presence the mayor holds when he is at an event. You know he's the mayor because he's wearing his chains of office. Take the chains away and the mayor just blends into the event and communicates at the level he needs to. I am now another year down the line of knowing the mayor, and another year of understanding how his brain works. This is not an easy task. My admiration goes to the mayoress. I would just like to focus on the mayoress for a moment. I don't think Dr. Ning Baines really knew what she was letting herself in for, but she has fully embraced the role and has been a great support to the mayor. He would admit this himself. He couldn't have done it without her support. She has been engaging and smiley the whole time and always dressed for the occasion. I admired her tartan dress for the band's night and her elegant dress and hat for the royal garden parties. And I must just add what a dashing fellow the mayor looked in his lounge suit and top hat as well for the royal garden party. All in all, both the mayor and mayoress have done a fantastic job for the borough this year and have been warmly welcomed wherever they have been invited. So well done to them both, and thank you for your hard work this year. The mayor has gone down with COVID twice this year, which has put him out of action for a few weeks. But other than that, he has devoted his time fully to the role. I've got used to receiving text messages and emails from him in the middle of the night. I would reply the next morning and ask, were you working at 3 a.m? The reply would come back, yes, I just needed to finish something. This shows his commitment not only to his work as a professor, his work as a local councillor, but his dedication to the role of mayor for the year. The mayor was very keen to attend as many events as possible within the borough and raise as much money as he could during the year for his two chosen charities, Marie Curie, who work hard and support people with terminal illnesses, and Living Without Abuse, a domestic abuse charity based out of Loughborough. Councillor Hamilton has told us the totals raised so far. I knew that he'd done very well, as I'd been tapped up a lot this year. The mayor, accompanied by the mayoress on many occasions, and me occasionally, has attended 173 engagements, of which nearly 95% were within the borough. Let us take a moment to look back on some of the highlights of his year. The year started with the mayor cajoling me to be part of his first charity raising event for one of his mayoral charities, with a marathon walk in the Peak District for Marie Curie. I gave in eventually, but only agreed to do the 11-mile course. The mayoress and I were informed by the mayor that we needed to do a practice walk. The practice walk was along the canal from Abbey Park in Leicester to Loughborough. I was told by the mayor it is just about 12 miles or so. So I agreed to the practice walk one Sunday in June. It turned into a very sunny day with temperatures of over 31 degrees. And after 7 hours, I'd walked 17 miles. I'm not quite sure I've quite forgiven the mayor for that yet, but I did take some comfort from the actual day of the event. We made a weekend of it, staying overnight in the Peak District. I took my husband and dogs for moral support. We agreed to meet the mayor and mayoress for dinner at about 8 o'clock on the walk day. Of course, my shorter walk finished mid-afternoon. I had a lovely shower, a bit of a rest, and appeared at the dinner venue slightly refreshed. My vision was then of the mayor and mayoress walking like robots down the stairs, obviously in great pain from their 26-mile walk. Karma from the practice walk did cross my mind as I sipped my gin and tonic. But it was a fantastic day, and we raised over £2,000 for Marie Curie. I must not forget to thank the two offers, Karen, who's here tonight, and Laura, who also walked with us. The mayor dotted the I's on a Dragon boat and launched it, becoming a crew member for the day. I'm reliably informed that a Dragon boat is a human-powered watercraft. I heard this story from a friend of mine who is part of the Dragon boat group. I didn't know she was in the group, and she didn't know I knew the mayor. She was excitingly telling me about the visit they had from the mayor. She was most surprised how long the mayor stayed, how interested he was in the Dragon boat racing, and her utter shock when he actually got in the boat. I have to say, the story didn't surprise me at all. The mayor will try anything. The mayor has lit a pit with KFC Loughborough, supported the armed forces at many events, attended various events at Loughborough University, and granted Leicester City Football Club freedom of the borough, and nearly wiped them all out when he went down with COVID the next day. The mayor delivered a presentation with the Charnwood Borough Council Civic Office, Carol Hardy, to the 6 Loughborough Brownies and told me he faced being asked some of the most challenging and intelligent questions ever devised. I must learn from them for my future meetings. I need to give Carol a special mention. She's done an excellent job this year keeping the mayor to his strict timetables and getting him to the right place at the right time. Let's just say timekeeping is not one of the mayor's best skills. The Living Without Abuse Winter Ball in 2021 at Christmas time was a fantastic event and raised a large amount of money for the charity. The mayor also invited a few of his friends from up north. And it's been a privilege to get to know some of the mayor's friends and hear some stories from his youth that I cannot repeat here and probably couldn't repeat anywhere else for that matter. only maybe the story from his school friend about when he set the chemistry lab on fire with a Bunsen burner. By accident, sorry. I could go on all night about the antics of the mayor, but I would draw this to a close and just say, thank you, Mr. Mayor, on behalf of the borough for your energy, your humour and your sense of fun you have brought to us over the year. Thank you to the mayoress for her hard work during the year and for keeping you under some sort of control. Thank you for inviting me to accompany you to some of your events. It has been a pleasure and an honour to be by your side this year. You hand the chains of office over in good condition. Enjoy a bit of rest, you've certainly earned it, but please don't text me at 3 a.m. anymore.
I now put the motion to the meeting. Can I see all those in favour? That is clearly carried. I call upon Councillor Paul Baines to reply to the vote of thanks.
Lord Lieutenant, Madam Mayor, Honorary Freeman, Honorary Aldermen, past mayors, councillors, and honoured guests. I have to say that it's been a great honour to stand as mayor for the year. I've really thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm surprised to see how many are in the room. I'm not sure whether that's to see the back of me or to see the incoming mayor take her chains of office. But I'm delighted that I've been asked to, been able to spend this year doing the role, and such an important role that it is. I think my theme for the year was renewal. And I do think that that's what happened. Over the course of the year, we saw the borough spring back to life despite the travails, and we all know how difficult it has been. But I have to say, and normally I don't think people would tell you this, but I have to say that when I found myself putting my hand up to be elected mayor, I felt a moment of terror. And I felt the terror because I realised just how much time this would take. And I remember that Councillor Morgan had a look of terror on his face too. And I think that's because he understood how much time and wondered whether I really had it. And it's Councillor Mercer who said to me, how are you going to fit this in? And I said, I've absolutely no idea. And that's how it panned out initially. But then I realised that the organisation behind you, the team behind you here at the council, is truly fantastic. I have to say, it's a brilliant team of people. From those who run our meetings over in this corner, to the sound folks, to our team of senior officers, and of course, to Carol, our civic officer. I have to say, it's a very, very professional team, and I'd be delighted to have been looked after by them. So, I think initially I was when I first met Carol, because I must talk about Carol. When I initially met Carol, I thought, how bossy she is. And now I know how bossy she is. But it's only because she understands the protocol, and no one else knows the protocol anything like she does. She's been with me all and the mayoress all along, and I have to say that she's made the job very, very easy. And I don't mean that in just the sense that she ferried us around. I mean that she explained everything. There were times when I said, you know, what am I actually doing at this particular meeting? And she'd say, well, you need to make a speech and you need to do this, that and the other. And I think she just made everything very, very smooth and very, very easy. And so there was a lot of flapping under the water from me, but none from Carol. And I think that was fantastic. I'd also like to thank Councillor Tillotson, Madam Mayor, of course, because she stood in for me on a number of occasions, and the role of deputy, I think, was a little bit harder than perhaps it should have been this year, because I did fall ill on occasion. I'd also like to thank, so there's a lot of people to thank. I feel a bit like I'm at the Oscars here, but I'd also like to thank my chaplain, Wendy Dalrymple, who organised so many excellent events. She lent her church to me and to us on numerous occasions. And those events, whether it was the Christmas service or my civic service just this Saturday, I have to say they were terrifically organised events, very well attended and really, truly enjoyable. I have to thank, because if I don't, there'll be trouble at home, I have to thank the mayoress. I think Councillor Taylor was absolutely right when she said that I wouldn't have been able to do it had I not had the support of the mayoress, and that's certainly true. But she also made the job easy because she attended many of these events with me, and it was a great honour to do that together, because I think that we were stronger in numbers than we would otherwise have been if I'd have been on my own. And I would also like to thank, Councillor Taylor did attend a number of occasions with me, and that was fantastic. But her husband, Paul Taylor, also attended a number of events, and I'd like to thank him for making those events being a great fun and being a great companion. I'd also like to thank the various people behind the scenes, whether that's the Lord Lieutenant, who attended numerous events, or our MP Jane Hunt and Ed Argar, both of whom attended a number of events. In fact, Jane and I got COVID together, didn't we, Jane? At one particular event, but perhaps not the best memory, but we certainly attended quite a lot of things together, and her support has been very strongly felt, and I thank you for that. Perhaps most importantly, I'd like to thank the residents of Charnwood and all those who invited me to so many different events. It is, the honour really comes from seeing so much variety and so many great things going on in the borough. You really do see life at its fullest. And as a professor, I've probably seen only a limited view of society for maybe the 25 or so years of my working life. So it was unbelievably it was a great honour to actually see life in so many different ways, and to see actually so many different people contributing to the life of the borough, and I have to say contributing in a way that really made me recognize that there are a lot of good things going on and a lot of people doing far more than I am. So there are a lot of memorable things, but they've been a lot of memorable events. But these have all been mentioned. Really, the I'm proud that we managed to raise so much money for charity, not just for Living Without Abuse, but also for Marie Curie. And I'm proud that we're able to help so many other charities as well. I saw Rainbows, the hospice, last week. And they've roped me into an abseil off Derby Cathedral. So if anybody wants to abseil off Derby Cathedral with me, just talk to me after this. Okay, I can feel the power slipping away in my last paragraph. I noticed that it's a little slight. They put me right at the end over there, as far away from power as possible. I've lost the wonderful chains of office, and I'm afraid I'm never going to get them back. So I have to say it's been a great honour, a great privilege. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and thanks for all of you, I mean all of you, that have supported me. Thank you.
Don't run off. No, don't run off. It's taken all year and you're still not listening to me, are you? Madam Mayor. Sorry, she's just coming down. Can I ask you to present the past mayor's badge to Councillor Paul Baines, please?
Thank you. right.
I don't know what to call you now. Mayoress? For the last time, I can call you Mayoress, surely. Madam Mayor, could you present past Mayoress's badge, please, to Dr. Ning Baines?
Exit stage right.
Up the centre. Yes.
I'd just like to add my thanks to Councillor Baines and to Ning Baines for the service they've given to Charnwood as Mayor and Mayoress. As Councillor Baines has already said, it helped him. His COVID episodes helped to break me in gradually, really, because it gave me an opportunity to do a little bit more as Deputy Mayor than I might otherwise have done. And he attended an event last week, which he alluded to at Rainbows, which, as you've all heard, is going to be my charity. And so he's thrown himself in almost literally. He's going to throw himself off Derby Cathedral in aid of my charity, for which I thank him very, very much. And of course, if anyone else would like to throw themselves off Derby Cathedral, you're more than welcome. Thank you. Right. I now move to item 4, appointment of Deputy Mayor. I call on Councillor Meir to move the appointment of Deputy Mayor of the Borough of Charnwood for 2022 to 2023.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that Councillor Margaret Smidovich be elected Deputy Mayor of the Borough of Charnwood for the 2022-2023 Council year.
Great pleasure in seconding the motion.
I now put the motion to the vote. Can I see all those in favour? That is clearly carried. Congratulations, Councillor Smidovich. Can you please step forward? to sign your declaration of acceptance of office. Moving on to item 5, disclosures of pecuniary and personal interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Members of the Council, please indicate whether you have any other interests to disclose in any of the items of business to be considered at the meeting. For information, disclosable pecuniary interests and registrable interests relate to entries that are included or should be included on a councillor's register of interests. Non-registrable interests relate to any other matters. Item 6, minutes. We now move on to the business of annual council, and start with confirming the minutes of the council meeting held on the 25th of April 2022 as a correct record. I move that the minutes of the meeting of the council held on the 25th of April 2022 be confirmed and signed as a correct record.
Madam Mayor, I second these minutes.
Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? Thank you. I'll now sign the official minutes I have here with me and pass it to Democratic Services for archiving. I will now move on to item 7, political balance and appointment to committees for 2022-23. At page 3 of the supplementary agenda papers is a report setting out the background to appointments to committees and the proposed political balance calculations. The nominations for committees and proposals for chairs and vice chairs can be found in the supplementary report. I call on Councillor Morgan to propose the motion.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendations and reasons 1-4 as set out on pages 3-4 of the supplementary pack be approved.
I call upon Councillor Meir to second the motion.
Madam Mayor, I second the motion.
Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? That is carried, thank you. I should have called upon Councillor Morgan to sum up. Did you have anything to add, Councillor Morgan? No, good, just as well. The final item on the agenda is item 8, announcements. I can announce, as you've already heard, that my charity for my mayoral year will contribute towards Rainbow's Hospice for Children and Young People. And you will hear more about Rainbow's when we get downstairs in the reception. I call upon the leader to make his announcements.
Madam Mayor, my only announcement relates to the composition of the Cabinet, which is as per the papers in front of the councillors this evening. Thank you very much.
I call upon the Chief Executive to make his announcements.
I have no announcements, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Right. We now move to close of business. Thank you all very much for attending. The next ordinary council meeting will be on the 4th of July 2023 at 6:30 p.m.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd now like to proceed down to the foyer where there are some refreshments. Thank you.